Imagine if you could test out your car at full throttle just to see what she can do, and do it legally. Well, there was a place like that for 50 years, until now, right out Route 46 in New Jersey, west of Hackettstown, in Great Meadows. Island Dragway. Island Dragway is a throwback. You pull down the dirt driveway, and if you turn left, you can race your own car, your own streetcar, against others. Or if you want to just watch, you turn right, park the car, and look at these nitro cars going 300 miles an hour, where you can actually feel the vibration of the deafening sound go right through your body. Go to the snack shack, grab a hot dog or some nachos. It was a great way to spend the evening. Sad news for fans, it's closed. After 50 years, the owner won't say why it's closed, but the story is often the same. Andrew Wolf wrote about Island Dragway for the race site Dragzine and says a lot of tracks are like Island, built 50, 60 years ago, before the mini malls and subdivisions.
There was no one around, and that's what's happening with these tracks all over the country. The neighbors are moving in to an area that already had a racetrack. They knew it was there, and they don't like the noise. They claim, I guess, that there's pollution issues, and there may be, but they move in, and then they want the track closed. And that's what's happening to a lot of places like Island Dragway.
Island Dragway fans are not giving up, using social media, hoping to get the owners to unlock the gates when springtime comes. New Jersey now has only two drag strips remaining, Atco and Englishtown. Long Island used to have three, now they have none.